It is a period of civil war. I can't believe I'm saying that again. We just finished the last one, but here we are. A heroic team of ambassadors has destroyed the administrative starship Delegator, dealing a crippling blow to the evil and corrupt Federated Alliance. Also, Wink ate that guy's face. Now, aboard the Bargerian Jade, former ambassador Plek Dexeter and his crew have returned to the most distant, crappy quadrant of the galaxy to escape the Alliance's vengeful agents and to attempt a rendezvous with rebel forces who operate from a hidden base and are terrible at returning calls. In the bustling alleyways of the desert moon of Krynth, three figures make their way through the crowd in search of a familiar facade. Traitors to the Alliance and strangers to the Rebellion, they have no choice but to set out on their own mission. A mission to Zix.
Don't touch anything.
No, no. Oh, man. This is terrifying. I mean...
Oh, no, he's not for sale, please.
Is that what they were saying?
Yeah, they think you're my little, plaything.
Oh. Let's start.
What?
I'm under its foot.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, listen. Could you just lift up your foot real quick? What the... Nermit, your tail!
Oh, it tore my tail off.
Are you okay?
It'll grow back very slowly.
Wait, are you... You're fine with that?
It just looks so stupid.
Ugh. Oh, never mind. Just keep going. Ugh, man, none of these aliens speak regular.
Juntawa.
Yeah, what is that? What language is...
I think it's Juntawa.
Oh.
Is that the
name? Juntawa.
I mean, that...
Juntawa to you, my good man.
Don't say that.
What?
We don't know what you're saying back.
It's
Juntawa.
Every word in Juntawa is Juntawa, but it depends how you say it.
Oh, okay.
It's all about inflection.
Juntawa.
Juntawa.
Okay, let's keep moving along.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Juntawa.
Juntawa.
Oh,
how did that work?
That means goodbye.
Man, where are we going to find it? This place looked a lot different last time we were here, right?
Well, the last time we were here, they knew we were an ambassador team, so a lot of the illegal activity was out of sight, out of mind.
That's a really good point.
I've never been anywhere.
I'm sorry?
I've never been...
I'm sorry. I'm very sad.
Yeah.
I'm very sad to hear that for you.
Thank you.
What do you think? Is this, like, cool?
It's really cool. Look at all these creatures, and there's... What is they even selling? That's like a liquid that's on fire?
Would you like to buy a small finger?
Oh.
I have fingers from all over the six quadrants.
Do you have any big fingers?
You're
looking for big fingers?
Yeah, but, like, I want to know, like, how big we're talking here.
Oh, how big do you want them?
About this big.
Oh, no, that's much too big.
That's too big. You just said you had big fingers.
Are you looking for fingers that are big?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking for one that's about
this size. Oh, that, I don't know.
So
that
you're
might...
telling me
dark,
this is
dark.
Too big
let's,
for you.
Let's move on. This is not helpful to
us. All right.
Droids for sale.
There it is.
Yeah, that does feel
it is.
Fortuitous.
Step 5. Get the droids in. Come on.
Yes, of course, boss. I'll get all the droids lined up.
Get an arm out here or something, Steph. I show them that we got droids. Come to my store. I am Fondo Parkwad.
Fondo, hey. Good to see you again, buddy.
Huh? What?
It's me, Ambassador Plek Dexeter.
Huh?
What? You don't look like an ambassador. Your clothes are all dirty and ragged.
Yeah, where are your shorts, huh? What?
I changed into pants because, listen, it doesn't matter.
Wait, Steffi.
Yeah?
These are the chuckers who bought that loader droid.
Oh, yeah, you bought B69-420.
He was, B69-420 was here for a good time, not a long time, so...
What? What happened to him?
He's dead.
What?
He died. He.
What are you killing droids for?
Hey, Steffi, it sounds like you must be in the market for a new droid.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what we're here for.
Oh, yeah, sorry, boss. Sorry. Look, we got a lot of good droids.
Come in. Come on.
All right, listen, we're here to buy a C unit.
A sex unit, huh?
No. Ha. Just a regular C
unit.
You want
to jack that robot?
Ha. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you could have a C unit do any weird thing you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, to be clear, all of your C units are used.
Huh? Yeah, it's Fondo Pockwad's used droid Emporium.
Yeah, I would say probably the least used C-Series you've got would be great. Yeah. Your basic C-Series frame.
Huh?
I don't know if we have anything that basic.
Steph, I...
Go ahead!
Go find me a basic.
All right.
Ooh, Nermit, what are you playing with there?
I think I found... Is this like a little mech?
Oh, wow.
This is insane.
How are you controlling
that? That's a can opener.
It's
a can opener.
Okay, I don't, it fits me perfect, and it's like...
I mean, do you want to buy it?
I mean, it walks around when you're in it.
But its prime function is to open cans.
Let's get it.
Sure. We'll take the mech in your least gross C-Series.
The least weird C-Unit we got.
Looks pretty normal.
Here's the thing. Old Fondo Parkwad's gonna throw in a few nipples for you if you want it. How's that sound?
How many nipples?
Throwing in 3 nips.
Perfect.
I don't
the
think we need...
The old Parkwad guarantee. Ha? Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
Huh? What? What?
Nothing.
Huh?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
Listen.
You want more than 3 nipples?
No.
You got a cube? Where's the cube?
Yeah, we got a cube.
Oh,
Dara,
yeah,
you got that.
It's right...
Ooh.
Ooh, all right.
It's weird here. Every time.
Okay.
It's the safest place to keep it.
All right, let's boot this thing up. Right in the store. That's the Parkwad guarantee.
Okay.
I thought the 3 nipples was the...
Shut up!
Hello?
C-53!
Hey.
Do I have skin?
It was the most basic model we could get.
I mean, it's gray.
It's terrifying.
Looks like
yeah,
the circus of a droid, but this is skin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you take that? Can you remove that?
Can you remove your skin, Ambassador Jackson?
No. No, should I? I mean, should I?
No, you shouldn't. Is that a question that you needed me to answer?
Yeah, at least you tore off your hand a few months ago.
That's fair.
Is it me, or is there like a beep going with your servos? Like a funk tune?
I think your pelvis is on. Can you turn that off?
I see. Yep.
Oh, yeah, the pelvis is automatic. It's the switch right back here. Just, there we go.
So, yeah, you know what? We'll just take the C unit and can opener, and we'll be on our way.
All right, everybody get down on the ground. Get down on the ground. All of you. Get down on the ground.
Yes.
That is my establishment.
Get down on the ground.
What?
Get down.
Okay, listen.
Shut up.
What?
We'll blow your jucking head off.
Ah.
We're not messing around.
What?
Listen up. We're on the lookout for a team of ambassadors that blew up the delegator.
Ambassador Dixon, I suggest we immediately vacate these
premises.
What? Nothing.
Listen, we're looking for these guys. So, if you ever see Turk Mannequin,
what?
Or Tiny Toots, you let us know. Here's a holo of them.
Cool.
Yeah, we know who Turk Mannequin is.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look
heard.
At that jawline. He's the number one enemy of the Federated Alliance.
How
do you know? The Federated Alliance.
Federated Alliance.
People look out for him. We're going to find him. Because I don't know. I'm kind of the guy... Like, I'm kind of a finder.
C-53, mm-hmm. Let's get...
Not
let's
a
go.
Lot of
let's go.
You're the finder? Because I think... I'm actually leading this delegation.
Excuse us. We're going to scoot around.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I think of all of us here, you can think that, but I
actually,
think...
Actually, guys,
I don't mean to butt in, but I think I might be the finder. I'm going to punch you is what's going to happen.
I just realized we walked out without paying.
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Playback will follow decryption.
Listen up, Rebels. This is Commander Sisu Gundu here to tell you that support for our rebellion against the super lame Federal Alliance comes from Squarespace. Guess what? We use Squarespace to build our official Rebellion website, therebellion.space. That's therebellion.space. It's a real website. This is the place where we post super sweet Rebel stuff that you don't even hear about in our weekly propaganda audio. Every time you hear a Squarespace message here, that's how you know there's exciting new exclusive stuff up on therebellion.space. And that's not all. You can use Squarespace to turn your cool idea into a new website. Easily showcase your work, publish a blog, sell products and services of all kinds using beautiful templates created by Galaxy-class designers. Head to squarespace.com/Zix for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code Zix, Z-Y-X-X, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. We also link to this amazing offer on your favorite new website, therebellion.space. Susu out!
End of message.
All right, Bargy, open up the hatch. Let's scoot on out of here.
Okay, just because I haven't been doing much, I've just been sitting here for a while. I've just been redecorating my hatch, so it's gonna, like, open in a new way.
You redecorated your hatch?
Yeah.
How does that physically happen? Do you have, like, robotic arms that come up?
Was the point of this getting inside of my ship a chit-chat? I don't understand.
Guess I'll never know.
Anyway, my hatch will open in a new fun way.
Beads!
Yep. Bunch of beads.
Oh, this is fun.
This is fun, dude.
Very retro.
Anyway, everyone get inside, get comfy. Again, I sold all my furniture.
Why?
Where are we getting money? I don't know. Ugh. Also, I'm not using oil anymore. I'm just using, dirt that I found from other planets, and I've...
That must be gumming up everything.
Yeah, whatever. Ugh, having a good time. All right, well, since you're all in here, may I say, I don't have any more water for us to take showers, but figure it out, because you all stink.
Thanks, Bargy.
That felt directed.
I can tell even this frame has a sort of lingering odor.
And I don't know that it'll ever go away.
Yeah, Bargy, while we were gone, anything come across the radio?
Yeah, I had a good conversation with my best friend, Cheryl.
No, I mean, like, did you hear any... Is there any leads that we could follow? Any information? We don't know how to find the Rebellion.
Well, Cheryl did say something very interesting. You know, I don't park your ears for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. Okay, everyone ready for this?
Yes.
Everyone has... Open a gape. A gas your mouth. A gape. A gape it.
This frame has a mouth.
A gape it.
Just get ready.
I bet it does have a mouth.
That's perfect, perfectly round.
Oh my, you can unhinge your jaw.
Yeah, this goes down.
I feel like if we're lacking water... If we're lacking water, it's not really safe to keep our mouths open because the saliva will evaporate.
Honestly, do whatever you want,
okay.
I don't care.
What did Cheryl say, Bart?
Cheryl said, director Jane Joa is looking for an older ship to be in his new indie film.
That's great, Bargy. Congratulations.
Anything about the Rebellion?
No, that wasn't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'm glad we...
Closing my mouth now.
Warmers back in.
So no water.
No.
But do we miss the Federated Alliance?
No, John.
Not really.
And having income.
No.
Nope.
You know, Dar, I don't want to speak for you, but maybe we should dig into that big pile of croon you got in your room.
I'm sorry. I don't have access to it right now.
What do you mean? What happened to it?
I invested it.
You invested it?
Yeah.
What did you invest in?
Bitcroon.
That seems... Isn't Bitcroon just smaller pieces of croon?
I will admit, it seemed like a sound investment at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we are in a tailspin.
Yeah?
But...
Oh no, is Bitcroon crashing?
Yes. But it'll pick back up again.
Okay.
Is it based on a logical fallacy?
Well, you're the arbiter of that.
Oh, okay. I don't really... Yeah.
We have a...
Oh, Ambassador Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from former Junior Missions Operations Manager.
No, it's not. I'm here. I looked down.
Right.
I'm not calling in to hear. I heard it come in.
Just
it's
pick
coming.
It up.
Hi.
Hello?
It's Rebel Noble Pilot Hark Tardagas. I'm currently in danger of crashed landing on a nearby planet. If there are any rebellion ships in the area, I need your help immediately.
Oh, hey,
this
wait.
Could be the difference between life and death.
That's us. That could be us. Hello. It's us. Rebellious.
How can we help
hello,
you?
Your transmission is breaking up.
How can we help? We're here in the Bargerian Jade.
The Bargerian Jade has joined the rebellion?
Yeah, sure. Right.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It just seems like a ship of that age
what?
Might be too old.
Do you want help or not, dude?
I'm about to die. My ship is going to be smashed into 1,000 pieces on the surface of this ice world.
All right, listen, Mr. Tardagas, we'll head your way. Give us the coordinates.
I'm sending it to you now. I have only seconds to live.
Yeah, it's really far.
Yeah, do you think we can... Can you hyperdrive into an atmosphere?
Oh, man.
You could save a rebel pilot, Bargy.
Does
we
he have
be
fuel
heroes.
For me? Does he have... How much will he give us?
This fighter is loaded with fuel. That's what makes his crash landing so dangerous. As soon as I hit the surface, I'll atomize. I've only got 10 seconds
all right,
to live.
Okay. We'll be there. We'll be
fine.
There.
Bargy, burn dirt.
Tip.
Well, let me just shake your hand, sir.
Oh, yeah, of course, you know.
Surely I would have perished were it not for your assistance. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Just doing our duty as rebels.
Yeah, I mean...
Heard your distress call and just thought, yeah, let's go.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people out here in space will hear a distress call and just leave you to burn up in a lava flow.
Well, not us.
I've done it a couple times, but...
Not us, we're...
Wait, Bargy, you...
It's like I'm too far away. I don't know what the situation is. You can't just pick anybody up, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Except when
it's...
Right,
from
totally,
the
yes.
Rebel Alliance.
Uh-huh,
and...
yeah, uh-huh.
Sure.
Listen, can anyone on this ship fix a hyperdrive? You?
Me? Yeah. Give it to me.
Huh, what luck. Take a look, see what you can do. I put it through its paces, that's for sure.
Oh, it's inside... Yeah,
internal hyperdrive.
Right.
Yeah. Darno's way more than I think.
Sure.
When we get back to Rebel headquarters, you'll be greeted with a hero's welcome for saving me.
All right.
Hark Tardagast.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, it just so happens, we happen to be the team that blew up the old delegator.
I'm speaking with Turk Manikid. I am honored, sir. Give me your hand.
No. Actually, that was a mistake. It's sort of credited generally to Turk Manikid, but it was us.
I was actually the junior missions operations manager who was about to be promoted.
Is there a droid somewhere
I
don't see?
Down here.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, hey there, little guy.
Yeah. Hi.
We do have a droid. That's C-53 right behind you.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Pretty good-looking sea unit got there.
Can I just ask, we've sort of been kind of out of the old rebel loop for a couple weeks. What's the status over there?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, friend, it's not going that well.
Really?
Obviously, the Federate Alliance has dealt a huge blow when the delegator was
crippling
taken down.
Blow.
Sure, crippling blow.
But still got quite a fight ahead of us if we're going to take down the Federated Alliance.
Hark, can I ask you, is the Rebellion looking for, like, some... Zima warriors, like, in touch with the space?
Zima warriors?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we're here to help in any way we can. Because we're rebels.
Yeah, and you're like a hero rebel pilot.
And you know a lot of Hollow Directors are doing a lot of gritty-nitty indie films in the rebellion. You know, I don't really do this a lot, but I'm just gonna eject a little tape. Someone can pick it up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right. It's just some of my finest works I gotta show you. I added some new stuff, too, some new models.
You're really struggling there, little
I'm
guy.
I'm just gonna drag it over. Oh,
Nermi,
there,
I got
oh,
it.
Oh, ow, you'll carry me.
Drop
with
it. Drop it.
You're
drop
carrying
it.
Me.
Drop
you're
it.
Holding me.
I can do a lot of real emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of comedy, you know, whatever. Oh, I'm very of a range.
Bargy's looking for work.
We're not working for anyone right now. That's why we're sitting on the floor.
Yeah, we had to sort of sell our furniture.
Yeah, sold it. Oh.
Well, listen, you certainly got me out of a jam. And I think I ought to return the favor. Do you mind if I use your communications equipment?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, of course. C-53, do you mind?
Not at all.
This is Rolfus Tittle, commander of the Rebellion.
Tittle, it's me, Hark Tardagas.
Hark! Can't believe it's you. We thought we lost you.
I thought I was lost, but these fine folks just rescued me. And even though they may look like
well, street people.
Okay, that's okay. That doesn't...
They've got good hearts.
Oh.
I give my full recommendation to this crew to become emissaries of the rebellion.
Oh, emissaries, like, sort of like an ambassador, right?
Ambassadorial position, or...
No, they're nothing like each other.
No, they're not like each other at all. One's an ambassador and one's an emissary.
The rebellion is in need of crews that visit new planets. Do you understand? On behalf of the rebellion.
Wait. I just have to say, we have so much experience in this field. We're set up to exactly do what...
Okay.
He's very excited.
Okay.
Very excited.
All right, what? He seems overexcited.
What happened to his tail?
What? I lost this tail in the field of battle.
Listen, I'm looking at you guys, and I like your gumption.
Well, hey, I'm in. Let's do it.
Ah, fantastic. Then I hereby deputize you as emissaries of the rebellion.
Hold on. Quick, Q.
Bargy, yeah,
quick
what's
Q.
up?
Quick Q. There's like one little TQ.
A tiny question.
Are we being paid? Because I'm currently using dirt for gas right now, so...
What you get is a gas card,
right?
All right? And those cards are good at many filling stations in rebellion space.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, welcome, emissary...
Plek Dexeter.
Emissary Dexeter. Welcome, emissary.
Former Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Well, we don't have the designation Junior Missions Operations Manager. Say hello to Missions Operations Manager,
hey,
Nermit Bundeloy.
All right, Nermit, upgrade, huh?
I hereby accept this promotion.
Of course, that is still the lowest Missions Operations Manager. We go Missions Operations Manager, Senior Missions Operations Manager, and then Veteran Missions Operations Manager. Just so we're clear.
No, that's, I mean, I accept and I am honored by the faith.
All right,
and the Security Officer.
Security Officer translates to...
That position is pretty much same across the board.
Yeah, and you, Protocol Droid.
Yes.
We will download Rebellion protocols and functions to you now.
Rebellion protocols in place. Is a... restraining bolt involved in any of the rebellion functions?
Juck, no.
Well, then I'm on board.
Hey, C-53, can we update the file, Emissary Plek Dexeter?
Absolutely. Emissary Dexeter, your file is updated.
Ooh.
And yeah. Can we delete any past record of having had a junior in the title?
Well, I will need to keep the historical version of the record.
And you, ship! Bargerian
Jade, yes. Ship of the stars, dreamer of the land. You go to sleep and you see my hollow going into your heart. Once used to be the greatest hollow star, but now is on the way back up and is working on creating her own content.
All right, this isn't really
a bigger
part of it.
Yeah, you're just, right, we'll okay. just commission
Follow
you as the ship of the rebellion.
Yeah, it's just a standard
just really,
commission.
Yeah,
it's just
not that.
Okay, yeah.
Terrific. Long live the rebellion. Tittle out!
Rolfus Tittle, never a finer man I've met in all my life. Listen, I'm about to go on an extremely secret mission for the rebellion. Why don't you come along? Be my backup.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. What are you doing?
I shouldn't be telling you this, but I'm meeting with an extremely important Flarn crime lord.
Wow. Oh.
He might help the rebellion gain access to illicit arms, potentially smuggling routes that could help us skirt the Federated Alliance.
Great. Wow. Well, you know, hey, just let us know what we can do.
Why don't I hop in my fighter, take off into hyperspace, and you can follow me.
Yep, and it should be all repaired. I looked at it myself, and it's good to go.
Great. Together, we'll strike a blow for the rebellion against the hated Federated Alliance.
Yeah.
Can we do the thing where we put our hands in the middle and then put them up?
Do not do that in the rebellion.
Okay.
Oh, it's a shame. We'll do it later.
Okay.
At last, just me, Counselor Arcuri, alone with my beloved Joko Bono.
Ah, time well spent.
You know, it is also time well spent. Time listening to the podcast Raised by TV. Have you heard it?
I don't hear. I am.
Oh, well, let me explain it to you.
Okay.
Comedians John Gabris and Lauren Lapkus, you know, when they were growing up, they watched a lot of TV, which is like Hollows.
Hollow.
Well, they watched a lot of TV, like so much. And on Raised by TV, they revisit the most ridiculous moments of 80s and 90s sitcoms. Mr. Gabris, it should be noted, has a very familiar voice if you've If you heard that loader droid B69-420, I played you those recordings.
I was never familiar with my mother.
Well, he and Lauren have just released a new season of the podcast, covering the beloved Nickelodeon late-night block Snick and angsty teen shows like Freaks and Geeks. It's very fun and just hilarious. I think you would love it.
Okay.
Fantastic. To be perfectly honest with you, Joke, I've never heard of any of the shows they talk about, but I've made the decision to subscribe to their podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever I get my podcasts from. That's where I subscribe to it.
Take your hat off and put it inside a mug.
Ah, yes. I love making ritual begins.
Am I coming in clear? Are you reading me?
Yes.
Fantastic. I'll see you at our destination. I'll just lay down a hyperdrive path and you can follow my signal and...
You got it.
My hyperdrive! It's gone rogue! Navigational computer, it's not working! I don't know where it's sending me! Long live... the rebellion!
Whoa.
That was a weird-looking path.
Rarely do you see a spiral come out of a hyperdrive.
Sort of splits into two paths?
And then it rejoins, and then there's three paths.
Wow.
Oh.
What did you do to his hyperdrive, Dar?
I don't know. Shuffled some things.
Shuffled some things?
Hey, I've never seen a hyperdrive before in my life.
Then why did you offer to fix... I've fixed hyperdrives before.
Well, in good news, I did get gas.
Oh, you got some gas out of Hark's ship?
Yeah, but I thought we were going to be celebrating, so I ejected most of it.
Thought we were going to be celebrating.
Why?
I felt good. I thought things were going to be good. I don't know. How was I supposed to know?
Oh, boy. So you siphoned off some of his gas. I didn't fix his ship.
Maybe broke it. Maybe broke it more.
I don't think that's a maybe.
So we've got half dirt, half gas. Nobody knows we're... rebel heroes.
Hey, Beano!
Yep, and
it's awake.
Beano,
awake! Also, Beano.
Beano.
Oh, gosh.
You know, C-53, it's been a while since you've had a body, so you've kind of been able to avoid this responsibility.
Yeah.
I think it's your turn.
Definitely your turn.
It's absolutely your turn.
Very well. I'll see you to the beam. Hello?
Beano, say hello!
Hello, Beano.
Beano's sleepy. Beano's so sleepy.
Well, Beano, why don't I tuck you in and then you can just go back to sleep?
Aw, Beano liked that.
Good.
Beano imprinted on Robot when Beano hatched.
Yes, of course you did, Beano.
Beano want to hear the story of Beano.
To be honest... Beano, we're all getting a little tired of the story. Literally every night, so...
If Beano doesn't hear the story... Beano go and shit.
Beano, I'm going to tell you the story, okay?
Yay! Misa Beano.
Yes. Well, Beano, of course you remember when you were inside the beam. It's very quiet and very warm for a long time. We were trying to find you.
Beano's still in the bean at that point.
But we went to a planet and met a man named Chad. Chad had some riddles, and we solved them, so he gave you to us.
Yeah.
And then one day...
Ooh, Beano wanna see when Beano hatched.
Fine.
Beano wanna see...
All right. Beano, here we go. Let me just get that clip.
Well, that's not what I expected to be in there.
It's me, it's Beano.
What? Oh, my chucking rod.
It's a larger bean.
Slightly larger bean.
Beano is my name.
Arms and legs just popped out of that bean.
I don't like this thing, whatever this is.
Beano, say hello.
Yes.
Oh, its eyes are so big and spiraled.
Beano blinks its eyes like this.
It's
Somebody guarded this for 400 years?
Beano ancient relic.
And that's it. That was all of us meeting you, Beano.
Beano loved the story of Beano.
Really, Beano? You love that story?
Beano do. Beano sleep now.
Okay, Beano. We'll see you tomorrow. Ugh.
Should have sent the stupid beam.
Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 Stefai and Hark Tardigast were played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lynn. Clone Light Infantry Nomadic Troopers, Fondo Parquad, Rolfus Tittle, and Bino were played by Winston Knoll. This episode edited by Seth Lynn, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. This episode was recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audio Boom. Thanks, Audio Boom.
A burstick.
Okay.
That's perfect.
That guy has a...
Yeah.
Can that be the whole episode?
Yeah, that's it.
I just want to do one alien sound.
Yeah.
Seth, please, go for
Is anybody else turned on or what?